You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly show with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today I want to talk about change and how you can become a change agent within your company and beyond, within our industry, so to really influence the healthcare industry and move the needle. So stay tuned for this podcast episode, and here's some music. Driving change is definitely needed. We as a stats community need to have a much bigger impact in all the different areas. And we need to make sure that the different topics are pushed forward. This is about Bayesian design, this is about adaptive design, this is about estimates, that's about better communication of the different results that we have. It is about improved ways to analyze the data, it's about all these different things. And we have so much innovation and new statistical approaches, we also need to get them used. And we also need to increase data literacy and so many other topics that we want to drive forward. We are surely not lack of great ideas and great methodologies. What we lack are people that influence the industries, that influence the companies. And this is what this podcast is about. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to psiweb.org to learn more about PSI and especially also about the upcoming conference in June, and become a PSI member today. Welcome to another episode of The Effective Statistician. Today I want to talk about something that is very, very close to my heart. I'm publishing these podcast episodes now for several years. This is podcast episode number 300 something, and I'm doing all of that for a specific reason. When I started with it, I wasn't completely sure about this reason, but over the time I got more thoughtful about it and understand now much better why I'm all doing this. I have three kids. I have a mother, I have a wife, I have a brother, I have friends, and all of them have health problems. Oh, by the way, I have health problems as well. So I'm a patient. My brother is a patient. My mother is a patient. My kids are patients. And I very often get confronted to make decisions about health. Well, and sometimes it's more than the usual cough. In these critical situations when it's about really, really severe diseases, I'm of course looking into the literature. I'm looking into the data, the evidence that helps me make a good decision. Of course, in collaboration with the physicians. But of course, they also need good evidence, and I'm asking them about the evidence. And there were several situations where I could not find good evidence. Or the evidence was reported in such a way that I found it really, really difficult to understand. Or I could not find the analysis help me answer my question. And I find this really frustrating. All my professional life is about improving patient lives based on data, based on evidence. And so I think it's really, really frustrating that we as a community don't get into a position where we can better influence things. It starts already with making decisions within research based on data. The people that make the decisions don't understand the data well enough. Or they don't have a statistician that can explain it well enough. Or maybe they don't even know the statistician. The statistician doesn't have enough power, or the stats community in that company doesn't have enough influence to make sure that decisions are based on good data. This is super frustrating because it means that things get delayed, that investment decisions are made poorly, and that patients ultimately don't get medications early enough, fast enough, good enough. And that a lot of money in our overall healthcare system is wasted and not invested wisely to improve patient lives. And of course, money is limited. Yeah, there is not endless money in the system. So we need to make sure that we make the best out of the money that we invest. Then it's about the regulators. Of course, they need to have the right evidence. And here also, I think we need to have more statisticians. We need to have better influence there as the stats community. Next step is about payers. Insurance companies, national payers, we need to make sure that they have good statistical expertise and that they have the right evidence to make good decisions. And of course, it is about the physicians, the patients, the healthcare providers in general, and all the people that, you know, surround the patients. We need to make sure that they have the right evidence in the right format to make good decisions for patients. And that's why I'm publishing these episodes. That's why I'm helping other statisticians to share their experience. That's why I'm running the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. That's why I'm running the conference that is coming up mid of February. By the way, if you haven't registered, then please do that. That's why I want to help everybody in the stats community to be as effective as possible. And effective, I mean to be innovative, to have good knowledge, to be excellent, and also to lead things, to lead change. This is why I'm doing all of that. And now there is one further thing that I'm doing, and that I haven't talked so much about yet, but I think this is something that is really, really important. I've created a new program, the Effective Statistician Change Agent Program. This program is specifically designed for people who really want to make a difference. If you want to have a really big impact, you want to drive the topic forward you love, you want to make sure that you are seen as the expert for this topic within our industry. If you want to build your team around it, if you want to build a department around it, if you want to build a business around it, then this Change Agent Program is for you. So what will we cover in the program? In this program, you will learn all about leadership. Of course, much deeper than in our standard leadership program. We will go much more deeply into strategy, how you can drive change from yourself, from your team, from your department, how you can develop a strategy so that with the resources you have the maximum impact. And yes, this is not so much about how many people you have, but how you leverage all these people, how you leverage the resources that you have. And by the way, this is not just about your people, your money. It's about your network, your collaboration. You can have so much more impact. You won't believe it. I already had the first couple of these discussions, and whenever people came out of the strategy discussions, and these were senior statisticians, they had a completely new insight into how they can have an impact. They saw that they can 10, 100x their impact if they have a good strategy. So we will work a lot on creating a strategy for your business. Of course, we will go into communication, trust, teamwork, all these kind of different things. And then we will also dive deeply into leading change. If you want to drive change, and this is what we really need, we need to have a better leverage of all the different statistical tools we have. It's really not that we are lacking statistical tools. What we lack is the implementation of these tools. I talked about this with Kaspar and Muna in an episode last year. Innovation is about invention and commercialization. In our program, this is not so much about coming up with new statistical ideas. You probably have all the expertise, or you have access to the experts, or I can help you get access to the right experts. It is about making sure that all these different ideas are actually put in place, and sooner than later. Think about Bayesian designs. Well, Bayes is surely not a new topic, yet it takes ages to put it into practice. Think about multiplicity. Well, surely not a new area of new research, but it took decades to make sure that we have more advanced techniques in our phase 3 programs. Think about adaptive designs. There are so many opportunities with adaptive designs. Do we leverage them all the time? No. Think about the typical early phase area. How many studies are still run with a 3+3 design? I can't believe it. So it is about leading change. And for leading change, you need to understand that the biggest problem of leading change is taking the people with you. And so in this change agent program, we will go deeply into creating change. This is within your department, within your company, within the industry. If you really want to drive change, this program is right for you. We will talk about the different steps of driving change. We will talk about how you can effectively delegate change management activities, how you can keep a good project management across all your different change agent teams, and how you can effectively train others. Because training others is, of course, one of the most fundamental things. You need to help others understand how things work, where are the benefits. You know, this is why we need to invest a lot in training. This is why I invest a lot in training myself. In order to lead change, you need to communicate. This is pretty clear. And now communication is a very, very interesting thing because it depends on how many people you reach. If you always talk one-to-one, well, you can reach, let's say, 40 people per week. If you go to conferences on a regular basis and speak there, well, at a conference, maybe you can reach 50, 100. If you're a keynote speaker, maybe 400 people. Once a year, twice a year, maybe a couple of more times a year. It is pretty limited. However, with our different social media platforms, with a podcast, with a blog, with email, with all of these different things combined, you can build a platform to reach many more people, to drive much more change within your company and beyond your company. And yes, a lot of people within your company that you want to reach, you can actually reach easier via external media, via LinkedIn, via podcast, via blog, via the email lists, all these kind of different things. If you also want to drive change internally, of course, you can also build internal platforms. You can build internal communication channel. All of that will help you to build a community around the topics that you want to drive forward. And yes, a community is always needed to drive change. This community consists of different circles. You will have your most inner circle, a couple of different people you will work more or less daily together with to drive change forward. People that are 100% or close to 100% dedicated to moving this forward. And by the way, I will show you how to get to these people and how to get funding for such people. You will have others that are advocates that maybe work 5 or 10% of the time on driving the community forward. These will be the people that will talk about the change and scale your communications. And then you will have many more people that will benefit from the community, that will be a little bit active or passive members of your community. All of these will help you to drive change. I will also help you to develop products. And when I'm talking about products, this is not necessarily just, you know, tools like, let's say, software tools. These can be all kind of different things. A product is something that is already created and that you can easily distribute. These things are, of course, interesting for CROs or for freelancers, for small organizations, because they can sell these products. Products are also really interesting for you internally, because a predefined product is much easier to implement and to distribute. Product could be, for example, a specific training that you deliver again and again. When I was working for a bigger company and driving forward around change around data visualizations, my data visualization training was such a product. Of course, I delivered the product myself, the data visualization training, and I also trained others to deliver this product, this data visualization training. And because it was packaged up, it was clear what is inside, what are the benefits, what are the features, how long it takes, how many people can participate, all these kind of different things. It was very, very easy to get others to basically purchase this internally. Of course, there was no bigger money transaction in it, but it was something that I could scale. Something that I could scale by just having it prepackaged. Yeah, don't need to do it again and again, like every new paper and things like this, but also by delegating it to others and making sure that others can deliver the training. Of course, there were some customization features in it, but generally, the training was always the same. I can help you develop such products for your team so that you can drive the change that you want to have in a similar way. This could be trainings, these could be certain tools, all kind of different things. It really depends on the topic that you want to drive forward. And then I will help you to show you how you can make sure that as many people as possible get their hands on these products. That everybody in your organization knows about it. That everybody beyond your organization knows about it. Well, maybe not everybody, but a large number of people. So that it can have a maximum impact. At the end of the program, you will have really insight on what leadership is, strategy, leading change, and you will have started to build your own platform with your own products so that you can drive the change that you want to see within our industry. This program runs over a year because you will need at least a year to get going. And in this program, we have both focused trainings that are 2-3 day trainings, both in person and online. We have a whole series of webinars that you can attend. And of course, you will have one-to-ones with me. And then there's one thing that I really, really love. These are the weekly group coaching calls that we already have. This is where a lot of magic happens because there are also different change agents come together and they help each other. They learn from each other. They have similar challenges. They have similar experiences. And this is really the area where people help each other, build collaborations together, and learn from each other. I absolutely love it. Of course, you will need more than a year to drive change. I understand this. And after the 1 year program is over, you will have the opportunity to stay in the program and become an alumni. And that alumni version will help you to get going. You can then still attend all the events and come to the group coaching calls. We'll surely have further one-to-ones because I want you to win. I want you to make sure that your ideas, that your topic of interest gets the attention that it needs. This program is specifically for those who really, really burn for that topic. So if you're a statistician that really wants to drive a specific topic forward, and I'm not just talking about, well, base or multiplicity or things like this. I also talk about things like I want to make sure that everybody has a good understanding in terms of statistics and what it's needed in early phase. Or maybe you want to make sure that statistics are much more used within preclinical. Or maybe your topic is about medical affairs and you want to increase the data literacy within this area. Or maybe you want to drive things around payers and shape the industry there. Then this program is for you. This is not a mass program where, you know, hundreds of people get into the program. This is a program where you have a lot of, you know, direct time with me. And so I can't manage endless amount of people here. So the application for this is go through a call with me. And if you're interested, just reach me via LinkedIn, send me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com, and we can have a chat about it. Whether this program is right for you and whether you are right for the program. So have a great start into this new year. I hope you had a great vacation time. And if you love this podcast, then please recommend it to others. And if you want to drive change, then reach out to me via LinkedIn or send me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com. This show was created in association with PSI. There's an outstanding conference from PSI coming up in Amsterdam in June. Register for it. I'm pretty sure it will be soon sold out. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who help with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.